Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Father, we love you. Lord, we magnify your presence.
Yes,
we extol your holy name.
Yes,
David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that with him may bless his holy name. And do not forget all his benefit. We came for an encounter. And we love you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we say reign.
Yes,
let us say amen.
Yes,
clap your hands once again together for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, are you blessed, friends? All right, the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the verse number 1. All right, now before I preach here, let me say this here. Everything about the life of the Christian is connected to your thought patterns. Everything about the reflection of the life of Christ is connected to a man's in-depth thinking. In other words, God does not just call men by names until he has encapsulated your action in your name. In other words, you're not called a name until you have an action that backs an evidence. Whenever the Lord wants to call anybody any name, he wants to ensure there's an evidence of an action you live by. Because without the action of an evidence, there can never be a name based upon your life. So you realize from the very being of Moses, inasmuch as the daughter of Pharaoh gave the name Moses, in his act, he was called as a deliverer. So before God calls you a name, he looks at your patterns. And every pattern is connected to how you think. Now, you realize that the promises of the cross has not become our life because a man of God or Christians, we are ignorant of the patterns of the kingdom. You know, the love of God is responsible for blessing mankind. But before the Lord can make you an inheritance, he has to ensure that he has trust in you. And this is connected to a man's thinking. The Bible says, just as a man thinketh, so he is. So, if your thought patterns are never in similitude with what God has said, it will be hard to find God himself. God has never been a problem. The mind of the man is a problem. Did you hear that, friends? That is why I believe in this end time. The word of God must be taught with enough precision so men can be blessed. Now watch this. Thank God our Father said we are dealing with change of story. Now, a lot of people are saying that the church has become a fallacy because the promises preached from the pulpit has not become the experience. Look at me, friends. If a man walks through life without a testimony, you will be void of even serving God. Aye. And then make our hiatus. Now, people don't know that the life of God is dependent on the testimony of a man. You didn't hear me? The Bible says when the Pharisees came to Jesus, they said, every time you speak of your father, who is your father? And he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the father. So if you were created in the image of God and there's no life, you are exuding, there's a proof you don't know who God really is. Because if you have God, power must become part of your mandate, I'm telling you. Let us read the Bible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The verse number 2. Oh, name more call for us higher. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Okay, verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The verse number 6, our final verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm speaking on a topic entitled The Mystery of Faith. If my story must change, I need to understand the mystery of faith. Are we going to go, friends? Now watch this. I want you to know that the Lord's view over the life of the man is far different from how a man sees himself. The Lord's view over your life is far different from how a man sees himself. If a man begins to look at himself from the fleshy perspective, you deduce God's integrity. Because everything about God himself is connected to what you know about yourself. You didn't hear me? If a man begins to look at himself from the standard of the world, life will cheat you greatly. You know, sometimes people go through tough situations and we ask ourselves, where does God reside? Because we believe that once we come before the Lord and we pray unto God, there should be an answer. Of course, it's very true. But hear me, friends, ladies and gentlemen, in all humility, I want you to know that the solution you need to work in that expansion of grace is connected to your understanding of who God really is. If your view is doubted, you can't see God for himself. You didn't hear me. And then my call, sire. Oh, God is good. The Bible says when God created Adam, God did not look at anybody else than to look upon himself to create Adam. So whenever I see a man, I'm seeing the fleshy dimension of God himself. In God's kingdom, the definition of a man is the one who is the custodian of mysteries, not the one that has blood. Because blood has no place in God's kingdom apart from the blood of Elohim himself. I'm telling you, church. So if God calls a man, he says, you are the one that carries the mysteries through which things can be done. So the Bible says, without prayer, Adam could name the animals because he lived in God. And then Momo says, the Bible says, Adam looked at the animal and said, this should be called lion. In other words, he placed the action of the lion in the animal. Am I communicating, church? So anytime a man begins to work in the identity of himself from God's perspective, you are working as God upon the earth. And the Bible says, when the earth was filled with darkness, when the light was nowhere to be found, God said, let there be light. And there was light. So whenever things are bad for you as a believer, and you don't stand up to man up as a person, automatically, you give the enemy chance to fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not powerful. Our ignorance over the enemy's technique has made the devil powerful. Am I communicating, church? That sickness is not powerful. Our ignorance over what to do to bring healing has made the sickness powerful. But today, I came to prophesy as you lift your hands above your head. After today, my God shall remember you. My God shall remember you. My God shall remember you. I prophesy over your soul that from today, your story is changing. Lift up your hand and say hallelujah.
Sit down, we haven't started. And then watch this. Let me settle down some more today. I need me cover.
The Bible says when God created man, there were five basic things that God gave unto man. Remember, let us make man in our own image and likeness. True of us. Now, the first thing God gave every man was glory. He says, let us make man in our own image. The image of God is God's glory. Okay, let me break it down for you, church. Are you aware that the realm where God resides, even the angels don't have much idea of who he is? Because he lives in a realm that light has covered his ambience. You know, if you enter heaven and you make mention of any name, you are expected to receive that dimension, the name holds. That says the Israelites named God El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, because of the dimension of God they saw at work through God. And the angels in heaven don't need testimonies. So when they appear in heaven, they can't call God any other name apart from holy, holy, are you Lord, meaning you were a class of your own. Am I communicating, church? Yeah. So in the realms of the spirit, God gave man his glory. In other words, the signature that was upon God was given unto man. Now watch me, friends. Are you aware that God is a spirit and spirit don't have emotions, they only have principles? The Bible says, God said, a weakness has been found in me. That weakness is called love. The Bible says God wanted to create something that would look like him. But the only way for God to have done that was to look at himself to create man. So God sat down and God took God out of God and placed God in the dust and called the God in the dust mankind. So when the angels saw man, they said, we have seen the God we serve. He came in us. The Bible says glory was given unto man. That was the first benefit. Number two, the Bible says that authority was given unto man. How is it that Adam was able to call for things to appear even though it didn't appear in his realm? All because he stood on the power of God. Number three, the Bible says God gave Adam presence. Every night, the Bible says the Spirit of God will come reside with Adam in the garden and speak. Number four, God gave Adam dominion. Dominion. Dominion simply means the inherent power at work in a man's life, whereby you can command possibilities to work for you. Number five, the Bible says, and God gave Adam life. So whenever a man begins to go through life and life has butchered you, it's a proof that these basic five things are not working for you. Oh, am I communicating, church? Yeah. Now watch this. God wants to give us a mystery here. And he says, you have the power to make things appear. Because when I was creating the world, there was nothing there. But I made things appear as though they were. So whenever a man begins to walk through life, you are walking as a prototype of God upon the earth. And God says, until you understand this principle called faith, you can't call for things to appear. Oh, am I communicating, church? Please, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The totality of your life is connected to how powerful you are in the place of mysteries. Time is a burden. Wait on. Papa, let me say this here. Whenever we begin to preach mysteries, it is because we want to show you the life of God. Anytime we begin to say things that supersede a man's understanding, we want to show you that God has encapsulated the pattern onto sons. Because if a man is a child, all he enjoys is the benevolence of the father. But when a man is a son, he works as God himself. So the Bible says the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So anytime you go somewhere and things are tough and you begin to explain yourself, you are deducing integrity as a son. Because sons don't speak, they manifest. So I can enter anywhere and say, let things appear, and things will appear. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says a time came when the people came after Jesus, asking that you have not paid your tax. He says, Peter, enter into the sea and bring a coin out of the mouth of the fish. Can I prophesy here? You have the power to make things possible. The Bible says, with God, all things are.
Hey. Please hear me, church.
Most believers don't know that the kingdom of God is dependent on what they do with their life. Let me break it down, sir. The Bible says this. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Lord, glorify your son, so your son will glorify you. In other words, the glory of God is connected to a man's testimony. So anytime people see a move of God at work in your life, God's glory begins to expatiate.
Oh, am I communicating, church? Yes.
Look at me. When the Lord begins to bless a man, the first sign of the blessing is that you become even a wonder to yourself. Because you can't even explain a miracle yourself. Let me break it down, church. There are some miracles. It can only take the size of God to explain a miracle. Oh, you didn't hear me. The Bible says before Jesus Christ was born, God had to send an angel to come ahead of Jesus to come and tell Mary, thou art favored. Ladies and gentlemen, the favor that will come upon your life, it will take the heavenly beings to speak on your behalf. Can I prophesy here? You cannot fast for 30 days and not see God's glory. It can happen. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The Bible says, those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They cannot
be shaken, they endure forever. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand side, but only with my eyes will I see the end of the wicked. Somebody say, yes.
Please, you carry the nature of the person that betted you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I am Osiah. Oh, God is good. Now watch this. Believers don't know that they are the reason why God can't do certain wonders in their territory. Because they don't know that the testimony is also a ministry. You didn't hear me. Please, hear me, friends. There's one miracle that can shoot you to your world. One. Oh, am I right? Just one testimony. People think you are poor. Tell them you are a work in progress. Now, people think you have no money. Tell them you are a work in progress. Now, it looks like somebody wants to validate your life because of a car. Tell them your destiny is the driver. No. Ladies and gentlemen, where we are coming from, we don't need cars to travel. We are like Philip the Evangelist. We can appear and disappear.
No.
The Bible says, and Christ slept on the boat, and there was a storm on the sea. He woke up and said, let there be peace, and there was peace. Ladies and gentlemen, no enemy has the power to touch your life. If God be for you, who can be again? Clap your hands and give God praise in the house.
Chad, sit down for me. Am I communicating, friends? Now watch this. Watch this. I want you to know that the life that God created was created to rule supernaturally. I was so grateful when I heard Papa say this year is the year of supernatural growth. Look at me. There are two ways a man can grow in this life of ours. The natural growth and supernatural growth. Yes. A man can follow physical laws and grow naturally. But where God came from or where God resides, if a man who walks like God grows naturally, it's a proof you don't know who you are. Whenever we make mention of supernatural living, we're talking about the life above the natural realm. Now, people will try to explain why and how God blessed you. They can't find any evidence. It's called the supernatural. How did the Holy Ghost come upon a woman and she became pregnant? And even after delivering, God still called her a virgin. It's called the supernatural. How did the angel appear to Elizabeth? And the very moment Elizabeth left the presence of the angel, she encountered Mary, her sister, and the babies in their stomach began to live. It's called the supernatural. Even John the Baptist in the womb of the mother could see the king coming. How did Elizabeth tell Mary, I have come to greet the woman that is the carrier of mine? It's called the supernatural. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says Moses began to pray for 40 days. He went on high until God showed him how the world began and how the world will end. He came down from the mountain. He began to shine bright like the sun. It's called the supernatural. Joshua stood and prayed and said, God, until I finish this battle, this sun should not go. It's called the supernatural. Or am I communicating, church? When God begins to bless you, even people can't tell what it is, because God cannot be explained. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not a book to be studied. He's a man to be followed. When he says go, even if there's no way for you, he has a path allocated for you. Now watch this. Papa, the Bible says Moses and the Israelites stood in front of the Red Sea and there was no opening on the sea. The Bible says they were confused. And Moses said, God, what do we do? And Christ says, go forward. Now, Moses forgot the name of God is called I Am The Way. You didn't catch that. You didn't catch that. please, let's preach here. No, let me teach people this, that if you don't work in certain miraculous, you wouldn't see the love that God has in mind for you. Because, you know, it is easier to say God is good when the man works in divine patterns and sees God's glory. Oh, yeah. Well, am I communicating, church? Senior prophet, I have prayed to God. I've asked God for so many things. I'm not seeing any answer. The issue has got nothing to do with God. You know why? Because on the strength of intimacy with the Father, everything a man would want to have in life was already yours. Oh, am I right? Everything a man would love to have in his life, God says, right from intimacy, it was given to you as your own. Watch this. Most of times, we've told people to believe that once you know the impossible can become possible, then faith has been activated. But watch this. The Lord told me years ago that a man is not permitted to have a desire until a man has a spirit. Because a man's desire is the will of a spirit. Let me break it down. Nobody is expected to have a heart desire like a petition until you are connected to a spirit. Because that which you would want to have is the life of a spirit. Let me break it down for you. You see the need of marriage because the God that birthed you created you out of intimacy. The Bible says three entities came together as one and they made you. Oh, am I communicating, church? It is you who think marriage is man and woman. But in God's kingdom, spirits came together to make you a tripartite being. Or am I communicating, church? Everything that a man desires to have is only a possibility because they are connected to who God really is. If there is no presence of God in your life that serves as a proof of who you are, you will have another desire. When you see men designed to do evil, they are connected to a demon because life emanated from a spirit. So it is very possible for somebody to have a desire of something that God didn't create for them. Now, just because they believe they should have this thing called faith, they can make it happen. God says, no. If what you receive is not in alignment with my will for you, faith can be activated. You didn't hear me? Watch this. Every miracle that must become a possibility is connected to the patterns God has created here on earth. The miracle that is not in your life will look new to you when they finally appear. But I want you to know that there are patterns God has encapsulated upon the earth, that once you obey the principle, faith finds expression. So faith does not begin with belief, faith begins with obedience. Oh, am I communicating, church?
Yeah.
Now watch this, friends. You know, we have a lot of believers in this end time who just believe because faith happens to be a vehicle that brings onto them realities which are unseen by men, they can claim everything with ease. And God says, no. The miracle only becomes a possibility when a man finds the pattern. Now, today we'll talk deep things here today. Watch this, friends. Before the Lord allows a miracle to find expression, he looks for the attestation of a pattern. When there's no pattern to verify your faithfulness as a God's child, there can never be a need of a miracle. Because to you, you might think the miracle is the arrival of the answered prayer, whereby to God, miracle means come up either. Watch this. There is a realm where a man prays for things to happen, and a realm whereby you become what you want to have in life. Let me break it down. There's a realm where you pray for things to appear into your hand, and a realm where you become what you pray for. When you see somebody praying constantly for something, and the Lord can't entrust into their life the seed where they can replicate in diverse ways what they have, it's a proof they didn't have trust on God. Sir, come here. Come here. Stand here, please. Now watch this. Watch this.
The realm where God created this man from, he was never meant to beg for things to appear. He was created to call for things to appear. So the very moment you see him fighting so hard for things to appear, it's a proof that his identity has not been validated yet. Because once God validates his identity as a person, he will not beg for things, he will call for things to appear. So if he's constantly praying and God can't, remember the life of the man was made from the earth, and the earth is a soil. And remember that whenever the Lord wants to give you a miracle, he gives you the seed of the miracle. So he implants the seed in your life, whereby the seed can germinate into truths and it can replicate in diverse ways. If a man is never deliberate about your results, you don't have sonship grace. You are still a child. Oh, God is good. Now watch this. God says, I want to give this man what he wants. But that miracle must serve to my honor as God. If the testimony doesn't give honor to me as God, it's a proof this man has lost. Because what the enemy wants to do to this man is not just to kill him. Remember, the enemy has a separate dimension: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Am I right? But remember, everything the enemy wants to do is to ensure that he enthrones himself as God upon your life. Because anytime a man begins to walk in God's ordinance, you become like a blazing God on the earth. So the enemy will do everything possible to break you down so that he becomes the God over your life. Yes. So if God must give you what you pray for and what you desire for is never in alignment with who he is as God, there can never be breakthrough. So faith doesn't simply mean let me call for things to appear until you check from God's perspective what it is. Oh, am I communicating, church? Because the very moment he understands that what he's demanding from God is in alignment with God's will, he will not beg for things to appear. He pays the price through obedience. Oh, am I communicating, church? Look at me. The reason why people find it hard to obey God's laws is because they don't know what they're demanding God for. Because if you are demanding something from the supernatural being, you know obedience is the only token you can offer. Hey, my friends, God has never trusted a man just because he gave you what you pray for. Because there are people on earth today, after they receive from the Lord what they thought they needed the most, comfortability became their priority. When a man is in need of the miracle, they act differently. When a miracle comes, they act differently. Oh, you can never trust the testament of a poor man. Wait until money comes. When money enters his hand, the pride begins to come out. I'm telling you. If there's no money, you will say money is evil. When money comes, you say money is good. Praise the Lord. Now watch this, friends. So God has no business with man just because he gave you what you prayed for. He wants to ensure you have paid the price through obedience. You know, because God systematically has ensured that people will demand for things, and the price of obedience can stand as God upon their life to honor them. Friends, watch me. If God can't entrust into your hand a miracle, it's a proof that you haven't understood the importance of salvation yet. Yes. Because the resource a man commands is also evangelist in the spirit. Yes, before you enter anywhere, they serve as an envoy, speaking on your behalf who you are before the Lord. The Bible says Paul entered into a city and they began to call him God. He says, you are the God of Greece, you are Zeus. All because the manifestation he commanded was above human understanding. Church, if it is hard for a man to find God worthy of obedience, it's a proof you can't have what you deserve. Now, the Bible says, anyone that comes before the Lord must believe that he is, and he rewards those who diligently seek him. Look at me. There is a strong difference between a giver and a rewarder. A giver gives you what he has. A rewarder gives what you deserve. So if God says he is the rewarder, he gives you what you deserve. Now, I can tell the depth of a man's obedience through the results he commands. So,
You realize that inasmuch as Christ paid everything on the cross of Calvary, everything is still dependent on what a man does when he makes a demand. Have a seat, sir. Or am I communicating, church? Now watch this. How did these elders become so perfect in their dealings when there were no Bibles in their days? How? How did Abraham know that the voice I've heard is God's voice when there was no proof that God was speaking to anybody before his time? How? Who taught Abel the place of righteousness? Who taught Enoch the place of righteousness? Who told Abel that there's a way that God can immortalize your life as an act in the spirit, whereby even after you have died, your blood can still speak? Who taught him all that?
Hey.
Watch this. Watch this. There are two Bibles in the world. The Bible you read from and the life you live by. Watch this. How did Abraham have this so much conviction that if I've heard God, I should leave my father's house? He would leave. There was not any tangible promise. You know, we live in the world of assurance. People want to know what will be given to them. If God should give you the full picture of tomorrow, it was not God. Because if God begins with you, he will only show you one part. Oh, yes. Do you know why? Because the prophecy that must manifest is connected to your character. You didn't hear me? If God is to show a man the full picture of your life, you will devalue the need of character. Hey, in the place of intimacy, character is bigger than prophecy. Watch this. No, watch this. Watch this. God told Abraham, leave your father's house and I will show you where to reside. Now, most believers think that the present day Israel was the location that God allocated for Abraham. Yes, the Bible says this. Every time a man enters into heaven, your first abode must be Abraham's bosom. Now, question is this. How is it that God couldn't entrust heaven's department into the care of any angel apart from Abraham, the man he made himself? How did Abraham grow in stature that a part of heaven had to be called Abraham's bosom? How? The Bible says a rich man died, a poor man died. The poor man saw himself in the department of Abraham and the rich man was in hell. What did Abraham do that God could give a part of heaven to Abraham? So you realize that the place God told him to live, even though it was physical, spiritually, the reward was the part of heaven. You truly don't know the depth of your sacrifice until you enter into intimacy. I'm telling you, you truly don't know what God wants to give you until life passes with you. Can I prophesy here? Lift up your hands above your head. We came to raise a holy generation. Hey. We came to raise a holy generation. Hey. We came to raise people of fear for God. Can I prophesy? Your story is going to change forever. Your story will change forever. Scream and say yes.
My last word, and we pray. Watch this, friends.
Every law that the scripture told us to obey is connected to the discovery of man. How? Who told Abraham, if you meet Melchizedek, the high priest, give him one tenth of whatever you have? There was no Bible in the days of Abraham. Oh, well, you think Jesus came in your New Testament. Watch this. You look at the life of Melchizedek and you see Jesus. Why? Because Christ called himself the Prince of Peace. Melchizedek was called the King of Peace. Number two, the Bible says, and Christ will sit on the donkey and will enter into Jerusalem. Melchizedek was the King of Salem. Number three,
The Bible says Christ is our king and our high priest who's making demand on our behalf. Now, Melchizedek was a priest and a king. Number four. He says, when you enter into heaven, do this in remembrance of me. You must take of the communion and eat of the bread. The Bible says, after Abraham paid tithe unto Melchizedek, he gave him communion and bread. The Jesus that came through Mary came to meet Abraham first. When people obey, he can bring time to you. I'm telling you, church. You truly don't know what you are losing. Because the miracle God wants to entrust in your care is bigger than your expectation. If God should give you what you expect, he's not God. He must give you something your heart can't even tell about it. Church, sit down for me. Are you blessed, friends? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Now, friends, watch this. The Lord told me that your mistake in life is someone's entry into what was predestined by God for you. You didn't hear me? Motivational speakers are telling you forget about your mistakes and live your life. And destiny says be very careful, because your mistake can be the entry point into the life that was predestined by God for you. Do you know why? Because God does not give mantle to men. He gives mantle to partners. And the very moment you follow the pattern, everything encapsulated becomes part of your life. It was never meant to be called the book of Esther. It was meant to be called the book of Vashti. But the Bible says Vashti believed in herself. She thought she was beautiful, not knowing that there were 7,000 people like Elijah who God could choose at any time. No, Papa, it was Esther that made us know that you can kill an enemy without sword. You can kill an enemy with honor. You didn't hear me. Let me break it down. All the days of our life, we were told you must fight for what you want. Until Esther made us believe you can go on your knees and kill an enemy. Church, sit down for me. Are you blessed, friends? Clap your hands together for Jesus. My God. You want to change your story? The first requirement is simply obey. Yes. Yes, simply obey. The act of obedience to God is termed as faith. Because a man can believe God for the wrong things. And the integrity of God will never insist to ensure that people get blessed of God unto them. See that what they have called for is in alignment with God himself. Trust me. Are you blessed, friends? My last word, and I leave you. I want you to know that what God gives men through obedience is called inheritance. I'll just say two things that I leave here. If you pray to God for something and God finally gave you what you pray for, yet there is no season in your spirit whereby you can deliberately replicate what God gave you, it's a proof what you have came through mercy and not to trust. Let me break it down for you. Let us tell the church that the mercy that God shows a man is not everlasting, it is timely. You didn't hear me. The same God told the Israelites that I have forgiven you of your sins and I remember them no more. When they went back to serve their idols, that God punished them. He says, I punished you guys some time ago when I showed you mercy. If the mercy was indeed everlasting, how did God remember the sins they committed again after he told them he will not remember the sins again? How? There are two things in the spirit that God has created to ensure there's an inflow of God's grace. One is called love. Two is called trust. Once a man begins to walk in a miracle, automatically you say God loves you. It's very true. But I want you to know that God loves everybody, yet he can't trust everybody. Those who are given what it takes to replicate the miracles in diverse ways are the carriers of God's trust and not God's love. Watch this. When God finally finds trust with a man, the way you live your life becomes the law of the spirit. In other words, generations to come will have to depend on how you live your life to become a blessing. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. God has a way of creating the future through the ways of men. And he does it when the people understand the importance of obedience and they grow depth in intimacy.
How?
Watch this, friends. When everybody was thinking on how Jesus will come, the Lord could use the life of Esther to speak about the coming of Jesus Christ.
How?
You realize that Esther's life was a prophecy for the coming Savior. Watch this. The king was celebrating a birthday and he called forth the wife. Vashti, come here. Vashti didn't come out. The Bible says the elders of the king advised him to go to the street and go and look for new people. Jesus Christ came and said he went to his own and his own rejected him. And he called forth his servant to go to the street to go and find people for him. Watch this. Watch this. The king is Jesus. Vashti is the Jew. The Gentile is Esther. The Jews said the covenant of Abraham is upon us and we have in our mind how a king should appear. So when the king called Christ appeared, they said, you don't look like the king we spoke of, so we can't believe in who you are as a person. Vashti thought she was beautiful, and because of that she could change patterns in her spirit. Now she didn't know she was a queen because of who he was connected to, not because of who she had. Oh, am I communicating, church? The Jews felt they were holy because they could tell off what the laws of God were. And God called the Pharisees hypocrites. He says, you wear these things as though you are holy, yet the things you do secret are evil. Vashti was the Jew. The Gentile was Esther. Now watch this. I want you to know the enemy does not create new plans, who only uses the ignorance of men to make it appear new again to them. How? Jesus told the people, as I am leaving, I will not leave you alone. I will send unto you the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He will speak to you. And whatever my Father tells him to tell you, he will tell you. The Bible says Esther now got so comfortable that she didn't see the need of interceding on the people's behalf. Mordecai said, if you think that the people will die and they find out you are also a Jew, they will also kill you too. Mordecai became a prototype of the Holy Ghost that is speaking to Esther every day. Don't forget. The first Jew forgot their birth. Don't forget. So anytime you want to go wayward, the Holy Ghost is standing like Mordecai. Don't forget. Because the kingdom of God is upon your shoulder.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.